Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam preached the message of Allah Azza wa Jal to his people for 950 years. Allahu Akbar. But his unfortunate people did not embrace the faith. On the contrary, they ridiculed and insulted him through different means. They used to persecute him by oppressing in different ways. Many a times, those tyrants inflicted such physical torture unto him that they would wrap him up in clothes and leave him in a house. Allahu Akbar. But he would start preaching religious teachings again, coming out of the house. Similarly, many a times they would strangle him so severely that it would cause suffocation, and Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam would lose consciousness. This was the state. Despite all those tortures and persecutions, he alayhi salam would still supplicate and make dua. Subhanallah. O Rabb Azza wa Jal, forgive my people and guide them, as they do not know who I am. It was such a condition that every aged father would advise his children before dying that Nuh alayhi salam is an insane person since very long time. So this was the advice of the old people when they would die, they would give it to their children, that he is an insane person from very long time. Therefore, no one should listen to him and pay attention to what he says. Their mischief increased to such an extent that one day divine revelation was descended upon Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, that, O Nuh, no one else will embrace the faith except for those who have become the believers until now. After this, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam lost the hope of embracing faith by his people and supplicated for their destruction. Allah Azza wa Jal commanded him to prepare an ark. Therefore, the teak wood trees that Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam had planted grew up tall in 100 years. Allahu Akbar. He alayhi salam made an ark out of the wood of those trees that was 80 yards in length and 50 yards in width. Allahu Akbar. Such a massive. Moreover, it had 3 levels. In the lower level, there were wild animals, birds and insects, etc. In the middle level, there were cattle, and the upper level was for the believers. This is how Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam built that tremendous ark. And it took 100 years for this splendid historical ark to be built, which was the result of the hard work and craftsmanship of the believers in Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, when he alayhi salam was busy building the ark, his people used to make fun of him. Some used to say, O Nuh, have you become a carpenter now? Whereas you used to say before that you are the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. Some used to say, O Nuh, Why are you building an ark on this dry land? Have you gone insane? In short, they used to make fun of him and would taunt and use foul language persistently. Astaghfirullah. In response, he would only reply. What was the reply? Today you make fun of us, but do not worry. The day will come soon. The day when the torment from Allah Azza wa Jal will come in form of flood, then we will make fun of you. Dear viewers, upon the onset of the flood, Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabiyina alayhi salatu wassalam boarded a pair of male and female of wild and grazing animals, birds and various insects. Moreover, he boarded himself with his believing wife along with his three sons. The names were Ham, Sam, and Yafis, and their wives too. And other 72 believing men and women were also boarded. So, the total number was 80 people who were boarded on the ark.